I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ah! Morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. That's the opposite of a guttural. Yeah, that's a scream in agony, everybody. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It is a positivity Friday here on Ben and Woods. It's not. I couldn't bring myself to do it. We are here. It is Friday. TGIMFF is what I say to that. It's been a really rough week of Padres baseball, for sure. But, you know, listen, life goes on. You know, we'll be all right. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the Ben and Woods program. Morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
We got, bro, he is, it's that feeling. Like, he locked in right now. He's got so much to do because Klug piled like 6 months of work on him before he splits. But he's off to Vegas to celebrate Memorial Day, as he is the one on the program that celebrates Memorial Day.
Memorial Gras.
The Paul Reindel way. It's
some listener out there is new to the show.
They don't get it.
They have no idea what you're talking about, and they're like, that's the biggest a-hole I've ever heard of.
What a jerk.
I'd like to speak to his boss.
Correct, and I'll explain in a minute, because Hannah actually asked me about it again yesterday.
Why does Paul love Memorial Day?
Yeah, we were. I'll tell you in a second, but let me introduce Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and plane crash coverer yesterday. He had a kind of a gnarly day.
It was. I mean, it was... Obviously, it was a huge story, not just here, but
everywhere.
It was the lead story on World News, like nationally with David Muir. What happened literally about a half a mile away from us right here. I'm sure you saw all the coverage yesterday and with, you know, everybody at Channel 10, you know, spurred into action for breaking news. They asked if I could sit in with Kimberly Hunt and anchor the news last night on a big night. So. Got to try my hand at a major day of national news here in San Diego, which was a little nerve wracking.
Oh,
honestly.
No question.
Yeah, we can talk about
it. They've been doing television for a long time. Still, I feel like relatively kind of still new to the anchoring.
Right.
Does that excite you? Are you like, you get that call? You're like, you know what? This is good. This is fun. I'm okay with this. Or are you just like,
oh, God, you know, it's funny that you bring it up because. In a way, you have, it's like your enjoyment of Memorial Day.
Right.
There is a certain thrill to covering what is inherently a very sad and tragic story.
It's so wild,
I mean,
right?
Six people died on a plane crash. All kinds of houses are damaged or destroyed. Cars, people, out of their homes. There was a middle of the night, evacuation. The video and the scenes of what happened. People couldn't get out of their doors because, jet fuel was all over the place. They had to grab their kids, their pets, climb over ladders and jump onto trampolines in other people's backyards to escape their houses. And there's video of all of this, and it's dramatic. And, of course... the human side of you goes, this is awful. This is horrible. I felt so bad for the couple they got out. You know, they were okay. But they said, they were asked, do you think you'll go back to your house, rebuild it, and live here? I go, we're never living under a flight flight path again.
No doubt.
Can't do it. Can't live. Every time a plane's going to go overhead for the rest of my life, I'm going to be looking and go, is it coming down on the runway or is it coming down on us? So I felt,
it's terrifying.
I felt awful about it. But when you're kind of anchoring it and there's that kind of adrenaline of a big story, and you've probably seen it on the TV shows about news, like The Newsroom. And it's a weird feeling when you're like, okay, this is big, big stuff.
I remember having a lot of those feelings for this show, even few and far between on this show. But like the day Kobe Bryant died was a Sunday, and we had that Monday show where we're like, all right, that's obviously the story of the day. And we had Jelani McCoy, one of his teammates, in studio, but reaching out to guests felt
so crazy,
disgusting that Sunday. Like, I mean, facts were coming out hours after the matter. Like, you didn't know what was even happening, and you like have to text people because it is your job to like cover it and provide coverage for that story. But it doesn't feel right.
No, it feels gross.
It felt really gross.
It feels gross. It's also your job, though. You know, it's Ben's job. It's your job. It's our job. It's I didn't get a real charge out of that one. You know, I didn't get like, oh, yes, we get to go in. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get a charge out of like trade deadline days. Those are the days that give me a little boost. But, you know, it was a horrific story yesterday.
So
horrific.
How did you think I did?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
Too busy with the kids. Television.
Do what?
You didn't have any time for local news, obviously. You never turned it on.
I watched a little bit of local news yesterday.
You did watch some local news.
Well, we had we had Bo's open house last night. You know, the end of the year parental open house, and so we got dolled up, Hannah and I. Not really. And went down to the school with Bo.
I mean, you have to look good enough. But you don't want to look like you care too much. It's just an open house.
Yeah, it's just an open house.
You also don't want to look like those sloppy parents that don't care at all.
Which I saw several dozen of last night as well. But I will say, I'm man enough to admit I was wrong about the whole solar system topic we talked about last week. I played the song for you guys and said, man, what are we even teaching them for? Bro, they had the whole room decked out in, it was dark and it had glow in the dark and moon rocks hanging from the ceiling. They did all this work and I felt like such a heel. And they crushed it. They crushed it. It was so sweet, so rad, and it was awesome. And so we did that. And then we went to get ice cream after that. Went to get some gelato. Gelato. And we were sitting there and I got a text message from our pal Carlos Quentin. Now, when you were out, Ben, on vacation on your golf trip, Q came in, and former Padre, Chicago White Sox, Carlos Quentin, sat down for an hour with us and talked about this new app that he had built for the mental side of youth sports for kids to try to get them, you know, recovery mentally, recovery to get ready, a routine. It was really incredible.
It was when we had our boy Julian was in co-hosting with us from Fox 5.
So Julian was in from Fox 5.
It's good to know you need like seven people to replace me when I'm gone.
That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that it was a chance to get Carlos Quentin in to just talk. And he was so good.
He is good.
He was so good. And so they made this connection, Julian and Carlos, and Carlos texted me. He goes, hey, just so you know, thank you so much for that connection with Julian Delgadio. He is doing a piece on the app tonight. It's on Fox 5 at 6:45. And I said, I will check it out. So I got home, turned it on. It was awesome. It was great. And so I texted you guys. I go, hey, this piece is coming on. And I'm like, sorry, Ben, that I'm watching Fox 5.
So you did
Julian
turn on the news. You just
I did.
Didn't turn me on.
I did. I did.
Carlos
I did.
Is lucky he didn't get bumped for breaking news.
Oh, I thought about that.
A lot of stories do get pushed to the next day or something when you have a giant news story like that.
I thought that may happen as well, because I did see a little of Fox 5's coverage of the plane crash as well. So yeah, man, it was a busy day, but it was awesome. It was the piece that they did, the app it's called Before the Field, and I've used it with Bo. He uses it with his little league team, and I ran into him at the field the other day, and Bo got to meet him. Bo was So, like, anytime he meets a big leaguer, he's like, oh, my gosh. And then some of the kids on my team are like, who's that? Who did he play for? Oh, my gosh. And he's just out there at the fields, you know, coaching the game after us. So it was pretty cool. He's such a good dude. And I think this app is really going to be beneficial for kids moving forward. And like I said, he's got his whole team using it. So it's pretty cool. So good job on that. A little shorter. I would have liked it. We did an hour. Now, you know, I can't do that on local news, obviously, but I would have liked it to be a little bit longer, a little bit more in-depth.
It is hard to cram the normal length of a TV news story is really between a minute and a half and 2 minutes. Sometimes if it's a really big piece, they'll give you three or four. But for the most part, you know, 90 seconds, 100 seconds, it's so hard
to condense
it all down.
It's like one don't-do-this story.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Less than that, even.
Less. I mean,
less than that for one television news story. And you cut so much out. I'll do 20, 25 minutes of interviews and then end up using 32 seconds of 25 minutes when I cut it down into, all right, I'll take this sound bite. All right, it's a 28-second sound bite. Now I got to get it down to 8 seconds. So it's like,
do you feel like accomplished afterwards, or do you feel like you wasted a ton of time?
Both. I feel it is a skill to be able to put together something that
still works,
still conveys the information. It works while condensing it down. I feel worse for the people that I interview.
Like,
I'll sit down with someone and we'll spend 10, 15 minutes on camera talking. And then I feel like they're going to watch this story and realize I used 11 seconds of that entire interview to help make my piece.
Yeah.
And I go, they're going to feel like they wasted a bunch of time. But I needed to go through it because, you know, you just want to use the best stuff and that gets right down to what you're going for in your story.
Yeah, the meat.
Yeah, the meat.
The meat. You got to have the meat. Speaking of meat, Paulie is heading to Las Vegas. I'm sure you guys have a nice... You're going to Vegas next week.
Yes.
For Memorial Day.
Or for our anniversary.
Your anniversary. Your anniversary is on what day?
Friday. Next week. A week from today.
A week from today. Yeah. Okay. So but you
we
guys...
We like going out during the week.
Sure. Yeah, go out during the week.
It always falls around Memorial Day, which is the end of May.
Hence why a couple years ago, it was like a throwaway comment.
It might have been even like a topic wheel, and it was just like, what's your favorite holiday?
That's what it was. Paulie goes,
I think
Memorial
somebody
Day.
Had said Christmas already, and I don't know what everybody else said. But yeah, without even thinking, I said I love Memorial Day because 5 years ago, when my wife and I planned our Zoom wedding, we specifically planned May 30th because we're like, hey, there's always going to be a 3-day weekend either before or after, shortly after our anniversary.
Smart move.
We'll get out of town every year.
Every year.
Good excuse to have some time away or whatever. But just like without even hesitating, without really thinking about it, you're like, oh, yeah, I love Memorial Day.
I was like, excuse me?
That's not what I meant.
The Day of Remembrance for Fallen Soldiers is your favorite holiday? I don't understand.
I was mortified.
And
it was like that.
It was
the moment where you say it,
and
it hasn't fully registered, but you know, you're like, that's not what I meant.
Everybody's all somber, and Paulie's like, let's go.
Oh, God.
Think about the stories we do of, you know, visiting the grave sites.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Point Loma. Yeah. And, you
not
know,
Paulie. He's poolside in Vegas.
Laying wreaths and flags and the somber patriotic
he's
holiday.
He's drinking out of a fishbowl in Vegas, throwing craps, just having a ball.
Living it up.
You know, those guys gave all so that you could.
You know what? That's why I'm leaving on Tuesday morning.
And that's why you celebrate. You celebrate those guys that
I'm living a life that they fought for me to be able to have that fun, and I appreciate
Man,
it.
Man, just incredible. It's incredible.
Holy crap.
So you are, Jack says, have some respect. We do. That's why we were really, really surprised by that answer many, many years ago. But so you are, you guys go to Vegas.
Early, like 7 a.m. Tuesday, and then we get back Friday at some point. So, yeah, we'll be there all week, staying at the Cosmo.
Oh,
got a
God,
suite.
Place is elite.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Elite. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah.
That's your spot. Vegas is your spot.
Yeah, we love it.
It's just where you're, like, where you... And you don't... No thought of, like, let's go somewhere else this year, because you know what to get, you know what you're getting. You guys are creatures of habit. I'm the same way. Yeah. I like to do the same stuff.
Yeah. We've kind of just got it dialed in to how we like it. And there's just still so much to do that every trip is always different.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, it's like we don't – my wife doesn't drink at all.
Right.
I barely drink.
Right.
We do – we play some slots, but we don't do any serious gambling. Like, we just – the people watching's fun.
People watching's elite.
The shopping is fun. Yep. The – just – bouncing around from casino to casino is really fun.
The prostitute and trading cards that you bring back
baseball cards
for Ben every single year.
When I was in my 20s, because we don't go to Vegas really, haven't for years other than when I go visit my friend, but we used to go on the All-Star break every single year because I did Padres pre and post game.
It's too hot.
I had no... Well, okay. So remember who you're talking to here. So I'd have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. And yes, it is 117 degrees, but back then especially, hotel rooms were like $28 for the night. And you had a really nice place. So you go to Bellagio or you go somewhere really nice, and then you go to the pool for like 20, 30 minutes in the morning before it got, you know, was still, you know, 98 instead of 115. And then you spend the rest of the day inside, you know, in the room, going out to eat, gambling a little bit, and staying in the air conditioning the rest of the trip. But it was really, it was affordable, and it was a quick getaway during the only time of the baseball season that I had off. So we'd go every single year during Memorial Day, but during the All-Star break.
I did see some pretty cool news yesterday out of the world of baseball. I don't know that it's confirmed yet, but it might be. It's not. I mean, I saw that Wrigley Field is getting the 2027 All-Star game.
That's
so
cool.
I brought that up to the family, and the family has already decided we're putting it on the calendar. 2027, Woods family takes Chicago, Wrigley Field, the whole bit. And I thought, man, what a great place to have an All-Star game. It's such a great city, great ballpark, historical, all that. But now I got to figure out how do you, like, four tickets to an All-Star game in the Home Run Derby? Just start saving now.
Yeah.
Less DoorDash, more saving. Speaking of DoorDash, I got the nicest yesterday, randomly, was watching my beloved Fox 5 and Carlos Quentin's piece. And I get a Venmo notification. Paul, you remember our Tier 1, Nate Borman, who played with the Tier 1 baseball team? So I'm sitting there watching the news, and I get this Venmo thing from Nate. And he goes, thank you for always being there for the Tier 1s, even when the team is playing poorly. DoorDash on me tonight. And sent me $40.
What a guy.
Now, I had already ordered my DoorDash for the evening, but for next time.
It's good for tomorrow.
Isn't that nice? So, very kind move. I'm not saying you guys need to ever do things like that. Please don't. I've got plenty. I got more than I can handle. But thank you for that, Nate. That was really, really sweet and very unexpected.
Speaking of good things, I want to make sure you mention what you've got planned again tomorrow to everybody that we were talking about earlier in the week.
Yeah, so I've started this this men's group, I guess you could call it. It's called The Work, and it's just a place where men can come and talk and be open and vulnerable about their mental health and what's going on in their lives. Tomorrow is the very first one. I'm beyond terrified. I've got bubble guts about it. Don't know how it's going to look. Don't know how many people are going to show up. Don't know... I don't know how wheels off it's going to be. My guess is it's going to be pretty wheels off. It's the first one, and we're going to grow this thing together. But it is going to be tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Lost Abbey Sanctuary. It's 1215 San Alejo Road in San Marcos. So no frills, guys. I mean, there's not going to be coffee and donuts. Bring your own coffee. Bring your own donuts. Bring me a donut.
Not a 97.3 The Fan event. There won't be a prize wheel.
Nope.
We won't be giving away... you know, rally flags or towels or anything.
I honestly, like, I don't want to hear your thoughts on Tirso Ornelas tomorrow. I don't want to talk about the radio program. This is about our lives and you know, trying to help take away a little bit of the stigma that's attached to men's mental health, of which there is still a big one, a big, big, big one. And so that's just something that has been on my heart and my mind to do. And yeah, man, I just had to kind of take the first step. And thank you so much to my friend Tommy Arthur from Lost Abbey, who offered this place up. He's coming down early. He's going to set up chairs. I'm bringing the big microphone thing, kind of a mini PA that I have. So you'll be able to share. You'll be able to listen. And that's it, man. Just a place to come for guys to feel comfortable being there. And that's it. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Lost Abbey Sanctuary. Looking forward to seeing you.
Woods is he is a mental health champion, I think, in San Diego. I know you're not trying to be that.
No.
But you've been so open about your own, you know, struggles, failures, and successes
sure.
over the years. It's not easy to do on the radio, to be as honest and transparent as you always are. And I think you set a really good example for everybody out there, especially guys
Thank
who
you.
Are obviously sometimes afraid to talk about things that their fears, their stresses, their mental health, and it can be difficult, and you're trying to create a safe space, essentially, can talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much, man. And again, it all just boils down to, like, hey, if you want to be better, we can all be better. We can all be better husbands, you know, fathers, brothers, citizens, you know, really is what it boils down to. So yeah, that's I'm it's weird to say I'm excited about it, but I'm excited, and hopefully people enjoy it, and hopefully it doesn't go completely off the rails. But we're gonna figure it out tomorrow. We're gonna be with each other, and that's really the most important thing, just to look at each other in the eye and say, hey man, I'm going through exactly what you're going through, and things can get better.
Well, it is a Friar Friday. Obviously, the team is coming off a very, very tough week. But we will set the menu for the program after a very quick check of traffic here with Kelly on 97.3 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Now we'll get to
I
our.
Love when Kelly cracks herself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Kelly's laughing. She's getting ready for a 3-day weekend, too. We will get to our Padres crap up coming up next. Hey, what did we ask for? We asked for slug, some clutch. Padres gave us everything we wanted except for the thing we actually wanted, which was a victory. And we'll discuss yesterday's 11-inning, 7-6 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays. Looked a little different. Result? Just the same as it's been for the past week.
Question.
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Do we have to?
That's what I'm asking the question again.
We don't have to.
Do we have to?
I tend to think that the audience would be a little disappointed if we didn't at least touch on the game yesterday.
Because I'd rather.
Thoughts.
Counterpoint.
I'd rather play the entirety of Morgan Wallen's new 37-song triple-double album in its entirety and analyze each song for the next 4 hours, then come in here and talk about this 6-game losing streak again.
At the very least, got to give Gavin Sheets his props.
100%. 100%.
Without Gavin Sheets, that game was just like every other game they played the last week, essentially.
But with a couple of hits by Luis Arraez. That's pretty much it.
Only because they got to the extra innings. But do have to get to a crap up.
They did need to get to a crap up.
We will mix it up in our 7 o'clock hour because it is also an SDFC Friday, and our friend Darren Smith is going to be with us at 7:35 as they get ready for a derby match against the LA Galaxy tomorrow afternoon. Nationally televised game tomorrow on Fox at 1:45. And by the way, if you missed it yesterday, Mikey Varas, the head coach of SDFC, came on. He was fantastic.
Darren texted me yesterday.
Me too.
And he goes, wow, Mikey, outstanding segment with Mikey. He was awesome.
He was so good. All I've thought about since we had him on, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen. Yesterday at
7:35,
Mikey Varas was on. And when he said, I got to smell the locker room to know who's going to play. Like, when he said that to me, I went, it's something only a manager can know. The sense of the locker room. Now I know kind of who's ready, who's not, who needs a day, who doesn't need a day. I just thought, I've never heard that, man. In all my years of loving sports and being around coaches, I've never heard a coach say, I need to smell the locker room. And I just went, man, I'm blown away. Hannah, my wife, said everything he said, he was able to be so intense, but also so calm while he did it. And I go, what a skill. I love this guy. I love him.
I loved when I asked him about, in soccer, sometimes you play for the tie, right? He goes, no.
No.
No, we play to win.
We play to win.
Now, sometimes you protect a tie at the end. But
yeah, for sure.
Until then, we are playing to win and 3 points every match. He was great. We'll talk to Darren about it. 7:35, and it is a Friar Friday. Now, it's not a Shilty Friday, but Padres aren't ducking us after the tough week because we will be joined by the president of baseball operations and general manager, AJ Preller.
Good morning, guys.
Going to be with us at 8 o'clock. Clearly a couple of roster needs. How quickly will he be addressing them? Can he wait until the trade deadline? We'll talk about that with AJ in our 8 o'clock hour. All our regular features as well. Some Padres tickets to give away for Tuesday's military hoodie game. And we'll go to 10 o'clock and wrap up the week and head you into the holiday weekend. But first, we will take a quick timeout and come back with our Padres crap up. Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on a Friday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, and it's this weekend. Let's be honest. It's Memorial Day. It is a weekend of remembrance, but it's also, I feel so weird saying this, but it's also a really good time to buy an automobile. It is. It just always is. They always have phenomenal sales.
Wow. I know,
Paulie. I'm just telling you, but good news, down at Sedano Ford, Manny Sedano, he's a veteran. He gets it. He absolutely wants to take care of his own locally owned dealership. It's all about serving San Diego at any opportunity. Right now, huge sale going on at the dealership in La Mesa. All the deals are locked in. The 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning XLT is just $129 a month. The Escape Active or Bronco Sport Big Ben, your pick, just $219 a month. And of course, man, the older I get, the more I fall more in love with the F-150 XL Super Crew Cab, just $299 a month. It's got the crew. It's room for the crew and muscle for any job that you have. Keeping everything running is super easy. Sedano Ford Mobile Service comes right to your home or office. No waiting rooms, no hassle. When you go in, let them know Woodsy sent you. More details about these offers can be found at SedanoFord.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Got a nice text from listener Dan, who said he was flicking through the channel, saw me anchoring, and said, "Wow, Ben anchoring." Said, "I watched the whole show. You did awesome." Said, "Thanks, Dan." He says, "You're a natural. Maybe your new calling." Well, what's wrong with my current calling? I feel like this is my calling. I don't need a new calling. I mean, I appreciate the support, and thank you for watching.
Well, we talked about you becoming a full-time anchor.
I don't want to give this up, though. I like
would
doing
you have
sports.
To?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, you wouldn't.
Full-time anchor and continuing to do the Ben and Woods program in the morning?
Yeah.
I think it would be fairly unprecedented.
Would it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't think of any of at least our local anchors who also hosted a radio show at the same time.
That's true.
There is more. I mean, if you're the full-time news anchor, they want to send you out and do some stories and stuff during the day, like big interviews. You know, Kimberly will moderate like debates and things like that that they record during the day. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that wasn't my idea wasn't to change my calling. I feel like I found my calling here.
Yeah, I feel like you have too.
I hope so. I hope the audience feels the same way as well.
Well, your calling is going to be turd polishing the San Diego Padres this morning, and I don't know that there's anybody better.
That is what I do best. And we can get to aforementioned polishing.
I love it. It's one of my favorite drops we have.
I'll say it's getting more challenging.
It is very challenging
this week, challenging. For sure, with our Padres crap up. And we'll get to that. We have traffic ready right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame. 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 It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem. 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 Problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up.
Presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Gavin Sheets swings at the first pitch. He sees it's going back. It is going to be home run for Gavin Sheets. Well, that breaks the streak, Tony.
James Jean behind the plate. 0-1.
Ground ball to the right side. Gavin Sheets has it, but it bounces off his glove into right field. One run is going to score as Fernando comes hustling in, flips over to second base, but it's not in time. Well, what turns into a potentially inning-ending double play now turns into a Jays rally as Tyler Heineman is able to score. Still force out at a couple of bases. 1-1 line drive, base hit in the left field. Bichette is going to score. Here comes the throw. They're going to hold up Barsha. A quick throw over to third base is not in time, and this game is now tied on the RBI single by Addison Barger, and the inning continues here for the Jays in the third. Left-hand hitting Barsha, waiting in the left-hand batter's box, waving his bat. 2-1 pitch, swung on line drive towards center field. Jackson Bell racing over, reaches up, makes the catch on the run. The run will tag up and score from third base, though. And the Jays now have a 4-2 lead.
1-1 pitch.
Swung on. Driven towards right center field. Pretty well hit. Going back for it is Straw. He's at the warning track. It's gone! Home run for Gavin Sheets, his second of the day. Another two-run shot, and this ballgame is now tied 4-4.
New life for the Padres, and you can see it in their dugout. Everybody top-stepping, praying that ball had enough juice to get out. It does indeed. And Gavin Sheets has doubled up. Right center this time, another two-run shot. It's been the Gavin Sheets offense. He's tied this game in the ninth.
1-1 pitch, line drive, base hit into left field. That's going to score Jose Iglesias. Padres on a 5-4 lead thanks to the RBI single by Luis Arraez. First pitch to Class A, swung on chopper up the middle, and it's going to go through for a base hit. Here comes a throw home. It's not going to be in time. And once again, we have a tie ball game. Two-run offering. Swung on, line drive, base hit into center field. Gavin Sheets coming through big time once again. Gives the Padres a 6-5 lead here in the 11th.
Have a day, young man. Knuckle curve, bottom of the zone in the middle of the plate. And the best part about this swing is that Gavin, despite the two homers in this game, didn't try to unload on this baseball. Just a good piece of hitting. Kept his head down on the breaking ball. Lines it in the center. The Padres take a 6-5 lead.
Next pitch, ground ball over the first base bag into the right field corner. Guerrero is going to score. As he rounds second, he's going to head for third. Here comes the throw. It's not going to be in time. We have a 6-6 tie.
The 3-2 offering.
Swing on ground ball through the left side. Base hit, and the Jays walk it off.
You know, they got hit, so we didn't really, not a lot was self-inflicted. That's how that happens. And what I was getting back to is, you know, I really am confident that this is going to only make us stronger. There is no question about that. It will make us stronger. You know, it doesn't feel great right now. You know, very soon it'll be a distant memory. And on the good side of the left-hand side of the win column. But, you know, listen, it's just going to make us stronger and you know, it'll make us closer.
The Padres are a complete and utter Sheets show right now.
It is. Yesterday was a Sheets show.
It was a Sheets show.
He was awesome, man. He was awesome. Kudos to him for putting together really good ABs and getting this team, you know, to at least have a little bit of a heartbeat. Gavin Sheets has been great since he got here. What a steal for A.J. Preller, who will join us at 8 a.m. this morning. $1.6 million for Gavin Sheets, who's been great. I mean, there's just no other way to look at it. Now, again, it's tough. You know, he had that pretty gnarly error. Doesn't play a lot of first base. That was a bad one. He went ranged way too far to his right.
Should have been an easy play for Jake.
It would have been.
Yeah,
it would have been. And, you know, look, there's a couple of things. Everybody's going to look at the extra innings and go, you know what? We shouldn't have done this, or we should have put this guy in or that guy. Again, I'm fine with the processes in both. Adam in the ninth, Suarez in the 10th, Estrada in the 11th. I'm fine with that.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. There was an extra inning game, and we talked maybe on the roundtable about extra innings in baseball is flawed.
Massively flawed, Paulie.
Massively flawed. You just look, unless it's a season ender, which it wouldn't be because they changed the rules in the playoffs for extra innings.
Correct.
So, like, unless it's just the most massive game on your schedule for the year, you can't be too upset with extra inning losses. It's such a crapshoot.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially when you're on the road.
It's a crapshoot on the crap up this morning for sure. And, you know, I look back at the the first couple of innings and I'm like, this guy is laying 92-mile-an-hour heaters in there. He's laying them in there. We are missing them. Man, he was missing. Fernando Tatis Jr. missing. Meatballs. Now, 92? My league? Yeah, that'll play. Nobody's hitting it. In that league? Bro, they got to be feasting on it. Again, I look at it and go, excellent fight, way to hang in. All that stuff is true. You had so many opportunities early to just go to town on this guy who was not sharp. He was not sharp yesterday, and you made him look fairly sharp. They're just a little click off, Ben. Just a little click off. Toddy doesn't miss those pitches 3 weeks ago. He just doesn't miss them. I mean, he deposits those. And so whatever's happening, you know, internally, whatever it may be, they're just not seeing it. They're not putting good swings on it.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
Problem.
So many problems right now.
Padres did end a couple of streaks. 27-inning scoreless streak ended on the Gavin Sheets two-run home run in the second inning. And the 0-for-39 skid.
My God.
With runners in scoring position finally ended thanks to Luis Arraez in the top of the 10th inning with two outs.
How nervous were you guys in that? I mean, when Toddy couldn't get him in from third, my heart was beating out of my chest. It's May, what was it yesterday?
May 22nd.
My heart was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he got that knock, man. Oh, it was like the weight of the world. But
yeah, and then you take the lead, and of course, on the first pitch in the bottom of the 10th inning, I mean, it was a four-hopper up the middle. It wasn't as though Robert Suarez gave up some sort of nuclear missile, but it's just frustrating how quickly the lead was erased. And then, of course, Sheets comes through in the top of the 11th, and he got the lead again. I will give credit. Jeremy Estrada held the lead for two pitches until he gave up the triple to Dalton Varsho. And once the winning run was on third with nobody out, it's very hard to keep that guy from scoring. Padres.
All right.
So this is the one area of strategy that we could probably hash over. So Mike Shildt intentionally walked the next batter, and then
set it up. Runner on third,
nobody out. Winning run. So you got to keep that guy from scoring.
He needs to not score.
So he intentionally walks one batter, but then
first and third.
But then he goes out to the mound, has a big discussion with the team. Not Ruben Niebla. It was Mike Shildt who came out to the mound to talk to Jeremy Estrada and his crew, and they decided not to walk another batter to set up a force at the plate. So, first and third, you can't go for a double play because you lose the game on a double play. So you have to get the next out. So, and Estrada does. He gets Clement to fly to medium shallow right. They don't test Tatis's arm, so you get that first out. So now it's first and third.
First and third, one away.
And you've got the possibility of an inning-ending double play.
Well, you could have questioned it even before that. Why not walk the bases loaded and make the force out at home, maybe even a home-to-first double play?
Yeah, you still bring your infield in, right?
Right.
You bring your infield in, but... You know, Ben, we were texting about Ben.
In the moment, I couldn't think of a good reason why you wouldn't just walk the bases loaded.
And what was yours? Pass ball?
So if you walk the bases loaded, you're with three batters coming up. You've got the danger of a walk that forces
a
run.
Pass ball would score either way.
Pass ball scores either way. But the danger of a walk to force in a run with three batters to get. Plus, I think you had a righty up in Clement, who you maybe thought that Jeremy Estrada could strike out or get a pop-up, which he did. I wonder, though, with Lucas up. Lefty, you had the bottom of the order below him, Clase. I think Springer had come in as a pinch hitter, so maybe you don't want to get to Springer and you try to get the next two guys out. But you had Lucas up. He had already homered off you earlier in the series. Was having a decent series. He's a lefty, and you bring the infield kind of in, double play depth. Yeah. It was in to try to cut off the run at the plate. I wonder if the shortstop, and I believe it was Iglesias, had been back at normal double play depth.
Feels like a no-brainer.
If you could have turned the double play there. Now, I believe they all have some good speed there at the bottom of the lineup. Tough guys to double up. And if you try it, and you go 6-4-3, and the guy beats that out first, you lose the game. If you get the short grounder to the drawn-in infield, you can go home, and you can keep the game going that way. It's not – there's no – 100% right answer
feels like he made his pitch and got the ground ball that he wanted. Just the guys were out of position.
When he came off the bat, I thought, ooh, that could be good. That could be the end of the inning. Yeah. And it just wasn't. It was in the hole, 5.5 hole, not right to the shortstop where I thought it was going. So that certainly you can probably, and I imagine Mike Shildt did afterwards, went, I wish I had gone the other way.
Of course.
But you don't know in advance how it's going to work out. And I think either choice would have been defensible in that situation because you'd hate to hit a... He hits a soft grounder to short, and you go,
game over.
If we had brought the infield in, they could never have scored on that play. We would be fine. Instead, they win the game because we couldn't turn the double play, and you're lamenting it the other way. There's danger in either choice there in the 11th inning.
Sucks. I mean, look, at the end of the day, and I said yesterday, the 14-0, that yesterday hurt me worse than 14-0. By far, man. It was up and down and up and down. And yes, tip my hat. Great job, Gavin Sheets. Great job, Luis Arraez, driving that run in, getting that monkey off our back, getting that streak started. We got a new streak to go. Great. at the end of the day, it's still an L. You know,
I feel like Ben right now with what I'm about to say. But if you remove the other five losses leading up to that, that's a loss you can usually
it sucks.
But like that's a back and forth against you know a decent offense,
good team
on the road. Like I you can wrap your head around that loss and be like, look, they battled on the road in extra innings, man. You're kind of up against it. Tip your cap, whatever. It's when it's the sixth one in a row.
The compound.
Where it really hurts.
And, and to me, the most troubling thing is Manny and Tatis. 0 for 9 with 4 strikeouts.
Terrible.
Combined.
Terrible.
To just getting... They get nothing. I mean, at least Jackson Merrill looked a little more Jackson Merrill-like with a couple of hits yesterday. But, you know, if both Tatis and Machado are struggling at the same time, there's never going to be a time where the Padres look very good. They may win a game or two when Manny and Tatis go 0 for with 4 strikeouts, but they're not going to win often when both of those guys are struggling. And they both continue to look like they are off right now. And there's not much you can do other than keep playing them and hoping that they get themselves out of it because you know, you're not going to bench them. And everyone says, give Manny a day off or give Tatis a day off.
Everyone's saying, you can't. How do you, in good conscience?
Play it out in your head. All right, let's give Manny today off and play Iglesias at third and Xander at short. All right, Iglesias has a good game and you win. All right, so Manny, you're just on the bench now until you lose?
No, you can't.
He's coming right back in the next day. You can give anybody one day off, but there's really no fixing this until Manny and Tatis start playing better. And the only way they start playing better is if they are playing. So they will continue to play as often as they have always played. Will they eventually get a day off? Yes, of course. They all do. But there's no changing of the lineup to remove either or both of those guys in the attempt to try to jumpstart your team. That's not how it works.
KG said, if Tatis hadn't played the last six games, would you have noticed the difference? No, not much.
No.
Not much.
There's no one waiting in the wings that's gonna help the Padres. You know, you have to ride with those guys until they get it going. And you just have to trust that both of them having played now for many years and having a long track record, that they will get it going again, hopefully sooner rather than later. But until they do, the Padres are going to continue to struggle. There's just really no other way to explain it. And, you know, the hard part about this is I get the talk about every team is going to go through their struggles. Going to have a 5-game, 6-game losing streak somewhere. Even the World Series champion probably going to have a time when they struggle. But usually in baseball, there's a bit of an explanation. Have a couple guys on the injured list. The pitching staff is worn down because you just went 9 in a row and you're down to the bottom of the barrel. Your bullpen has been torched for a few days and you're going through a tough part of the schedule against some really good teams. That's why you have losing streaks. None of those really apply here. The Padres are healthy. The Padres were rolling. The Padres had plenty of days off. Their bullpen was rested. The starting pitching is, quite frankly, pretty good.
Stephen Kolek definitely wasn't serviceable.
Wasn't great, but for a 5-6 starter, 6 innings, 4 runs, 3 earned, 6 strikeouts, they're getting good enough starting pitching to win, and they are still struggling. There's no real explanation for it. They went from a really, really good team, snap your fingers, and they've turned into a really bad team.
Yep.
And there is no obvious explanation for it, which is probably driving our 8 o'clock guest, AJ Preller, out of his mind. You know, you want to at least have a, okay, I know what's going on here, and we either can wait it out, things will change, or I can do something. I don't know that there is an explanation right now other than everybody got cold essentially at the same time.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm that was a tough one. It was a tough one to stomach yesterday, but soon it was over. I just laughed. I said, man, that's 6 in a row. It you know, you don't want to say it can't get worse because there's always a deeper darkness. Everybody knows that. But, you know, you do look at those guys and say, man, at some point, Toddy will start to mash. Manny will start to mash. They're too good not to. You know, and just having two big players like that slump at the same time is really tough. And then, you know, you can throw Jax Merrill into that mix, the last 5 out of 6 games. It's not the San Diego Padres way. Now it begs the bigger question, you know, is this team and their approach constructed the right way. Again, when it's on, it looks great, and it's fantastic, and it's a beautiful product, and they move the line, and they're aggressive. When it's, like Eno said yesterday, when it's famine time, it's a desert, you know? And I saw our buddy Mike was writing about it yesterday. He wrote a new Substack about it. Our buddy Tommy was weighing in on that. You know, our pal Shirtless Whitson was weighing in on it. Everybody has the solution to the San Diego Padres offense. And seemingly what it is you got to hit more home runs. You need to slug more. Obviously easier said than done. Do you have the right personnel to do it? I thought we did. I did. I thought we had slug god Manny Machado, slug god Fernando Tatis Jr. We do have slug god Gavin Sheets now, slug god Jackson Merrill. Nobody's getting the job done. And I think that's really what you look at. Hey, if Manny's hitting, Tatis is hitting, Merrill's hitting, I don't think we lose six games in a row.
Absolutely, they don't lose six.
They don't lose six games in a row. That's it. I mean, that's your very basic answer. Hey guys, you guys need to hit, and if you don't hit, we're not going to win very many. We'll win, like Ben said, a couple here and there. Certainly, we have too good a pitching not to.
And I see some comments about Tatis looking, you know, mentally out or sad, or Manny obviously was lost focus the other day with all the errors. Why? I mean, they're not, again, they were completely locked in.
And correct.
Just, what happened 6 days ago or 7 days ago that they decided, God, we're so locked in, let's stop being locked in?
Right.
What happened? I have no idea. There's no explanation for it.
That's very the bizarre. Confounding part.
Now, do you agree with what Mike Shildt had to say? I thought that was, the shiltiest of Shildt that we've ever heard.
It's about as shilty as it gets.
After the game. We'll get to that next year on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.